Welcome to the Healthy Living Scottsdale podcast. This podcast is your one-stop shop for all things health, fitness, and nutrition, and is brought to you by the team at Legacy Personal Training. To find out more about how the team at Legacy is helping people live stronger, longer lives, go to legacypersonaltraining.com. Now, let's dive into today's episode. Hey, welcome back to the Healthy Living Scottsdale podcast. I'm your host, Coach Zach. I'm here with Coach Jolie and Coach Brandy. And today we are talking about simple meals. Don't overthink it. Keep it simple. Here's what your plate should essentially look like. So before we get into that, as always, we like to give a shout out to a client of the week. And this week we would like to give a shout out to Miss Margie Carroll, who is just like so consistent.
Yes.
So consistent. It's funny, every time like she'll walk in and I'll kind of be like, hey. And then she'll just like look like she's in trouble.
Yeah.
Like I'm about to call her into the principal's office and be like, good to see you. You know? And then she's like, oh, and she smiles and then she like goes, does her workout. But like Brandy, like you said, she's just so consistent.
She is.
That's the number one KPI, guys. We're talking about it on this show all the time. Like the key performance indicator for long-term success is consistency. Like if you just show up and work out 3 times a week on average for the rest of your life, like you have no idea how far that will take you. And from like an overall health longevity standpoint, from you warding off disease and, you know, living long and prospering essentially. Yeah. So, and Margie, she's crushing that.
She's crushing that. Always a good attitude.
Yeah. That's the thing. She just has a good, she's like,
great.
Yeah.
You just can't talk about her and not smile.
I know.
Like, right? I know.
She's so smiling.
Yes.
She's consistent. She works hard. She's always smiling. And yeah,
that's
she's
why fun to have in the gym. That's why I like messing with her. She comes in, like she thinks she's in trouble and she's,
good job, Margie. Keep putting in the work.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about this. So I think a lot of times we just overthink or overcomplicate nutrition, which is so crazy because like eating is kind of, you know, something we've been doing for thousands of years and doesn't seem really like it should be that hard, but it is.
Yeah, it can be a huge sticking point for people.
It's a huge sticking point. And I think what it really comes down to is just the commercialization of food, essentially, right? Like 100 years ago, you didn't have a grocery store filled with all of the products that we have today. And you didn't have to navigate ingredients. You didn't have processed and ultra processed foods. You just walked in and you bought ingredients. You didn't like have to read ingredient lists. And so now today it can almost be like a full-time job just to like read labels and see like, hey, is this healthy? Is this not healthy? Oh, I got to research this ingredient because I've never heard of, you know, what
you can't even pronounce it.
You can't even pronounce it. You don't, you know, and then you're like, what, you know, what does this do in my body? Is it turning straight to sugar or, oh, I didn't realize that ruins my good gut bacteria. Like there's all these things and, you know, like, oh, it's got food coloring in it. And then what does it mean when it says artificial flavoring? Right. And then what does it mean when it says natural flavoring? Right. Like if it says natural flavoring, like why do you even have to put that on the box if it's actually natural? It's, you know.
Because it's been added.
Yeah, right.
Right.
So it's just like, I understand why it is such a sticking point for people, why it does get so complicated, you know? So I guess let's talk about,
let's make it easy.
Yes. Let's make it easy. So Brandy, like where should somebody even start?
Well, I think I always want to talk about starting with protein. I think that's the most important, you know, place to start. Like, if you can, like, picture your plate and you start by, you know, picking your protein. So whether that's breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack, whatever it is, like, what protein item are you going to have in that meal? And it can be really simple. It doesn't have to be a complicated recipe that has a ton of ingredients. It could be as simple as like a grilled chicken breast or a piece of fish or steak or whatever it is.
Okay, so we're imagining a plate here.
Plate or bowl, yeah.
Plate or bowl. Let's just do a plate because it's easier for me to picture.
Okay. Right?
Okay, so I have my plate of food. First thing I do is I decide on my protein that's going on there. Okay. Yes. So you threw out like meat examples. Yeah, so some sort of animal, you know.
Yeah. I mean, it could be plant-based too, for those of you who are plant-based. We won't go.
we won't go that far.
This podcast is.
Okay. We're trying to keep it simple.
Let's keep it simple.
So we've got chicken, fish, beef, pork. That's it. Okay. So poultry. Okay. Some sort of
animal protein.
Animal protein. If you want to get really crazy, quail, you know, no.
Keep it simple.
Okay. So
protein.
So protein, and how much of your plate should that be?
If you think of your plate, like I would say quarter of your plate to half the size of your plate, kind of depending on the protein.
Your size. Okay.
Like if you take your, like the size of your fist.
The size of your fist. Okay. So it depends on the size of the plate. Okay. So like my fist would be probably half a plate.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So half the plate is protein. Mm-hmm. Then where do we go next?
You want me to take it or you want to take it, Jelly? Okay. I would say next, a quarter of the plate, veggies.
Okay. Quarter of a plate. So what is that? Like the palm of your hand?
Yeah. Palm of your hand, veggies.
Okay. So we have your fist and then we have palm of your hand in veggies. So what is that? Like 2 cups, maybe 1.5 cups,
depending on what it is,
depending on the person's hand.
Yeah. depending on what the vegetables, like something fresh. I like to say something fresh. Yeah. Fruit, vegetable.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have some sort of animal protein. We have, our vegetable, and then what's next?
I would also do a quarter of my plate fruit.
Fruit.
You've got your veggies, your fruit, your protein.
Okay, so that's it. We don't have like grains and, you know, those types of things.
Little complex carb action, little sweet potato.
We don't need that.
I think, okay, so maybe my math is off. This is a fitness and nutrition podcast. I don't have the math brain.
Okay.
I would leave some some room on the plate for like this, a starch. Some sort of grain.
Sort of starch or grain. Yeah. Is that necessary?
I don't know if it's necessary for every single plate.
Right. Oh, depending on the meal.
Yeah.
Depending on the meal. Yeah.
Okay. But even if they did, so if you had our first example, so half protein, a quarter of some sort of like vegetable, and then a quarter of like fruit.
Yeah.
That's pretty solid.
Yeah.
Like that's really solid. Right. Like, are you going to gain muscle and lose body fat doing that? Probably. Yes. If you had 4 meals that look like that throughout the day. If you were going to have some sort of starch on there, complex carbohydrate. So that would be like what, Jolie? Like what would you use an example?
Like a sweet potato, some sort of rice or grain,
mm-hmm.
black. There's so many variations of like rice, farro, quinoa, things like that.
How much of that? What's like a serving of that would be helpful for somebody, like a visual?
I'd say like a quarter cup to half cup, depending on the timing of the meal, that sort of situation.
Okay. So quarter cup to half cup. Okay. So, and is that replacing anything? Would we say that replaces like the fruit?
For me, it would. I typically won't go for fruit with like a large meal. If I'm having fruit, it might be for dessert or something after the meal, something sweet.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's how I do it too. Like the fruit is always kind of like a...
On
like
an side. Extra.
Like a little dessert for me. But I'm also not like a big, I guess, starch person.
my plate's probably going to be like 3/4 protein, animal protein.
I feel like you eat a lot of potatoes.
Huh?
I feel like you eat a lot of potatoes.
I do? Well, potato's a vegetable in my mind, right?
Yeah.
It comes from the ground, but
it comes from the ground. I'm like, you know, really? Okay, here's how I look at this. You really should only eat animal protein and vegetables because, like, rice is a vegetable in my mind. Like, it grows out of the ground. So I'm like, that's a vegetable. Like, it's something you should really only eat animal protein and things that grow out of the ground. That's it.
Like, whole foods that come from the earth.
Yeah. Whole foods that come from the earth. Like, in my opinion, that's the easiest thing, like, law to live by. Because, like, okay, yeah, you could overdo it with the potatoes or the rice, but, like, I don't think that people get overweight by eating that type of food. Like, nobody, I've never seen it in all of my years of, like, looking at people's diets and nutrition, somebody coming in and being like, man, I just, like, I know that I, you know, I just, the reason I'm overweight is because I eat too much rice. Like, that doesn't happen, right? It's like, because they drink too much soda, they have too much sugar, they have too many processed foods. It's like, if you just avoid that stuff, that is not on your plate. If we're creating, like, this image of, like, what a plate looks like, there's no room for any of that, yeah, right? So you don't have a quarter of your plate mac and cheese, right? Like, that's going to blow it, right? So, like, I'm less concerned about even, you know, the portion sizes. I know we're using that as a, like, just a guide for people, but nobody, you're not going to be overweight from eating too much fruit. I'm sorry. Right. Like, nobody's like, hey, I gained 50 pounds because I ate all these bananas, you know, like, okay. You know, you could probably eat a banana a day. I'm not saying do that. That's not advice. I wouldn't. But, like, you could eat a banana a day and you're not. I don't think that you're going to gain much weight from that. You know, sure, it's fruit and turns into sugar, but whatever. You know, it's not going to be that much. So if we're trying to keep it really, sorry, Brady, if we're trying to keep it really simple, just eat stuff that came from the ground.
No, but I think with that suggestion, so if you're focusing, like, on your animal protein and your vegetables, like, that can be a one sheet pan meal. Yeah. That can be a easy crock pot meal. Like, that does not take a lot of time to prepare, doesn't take a lot of time to, you know, prep. You just, you know, you can cook it on one pan. It takes 20 minutes. And, you know, you can, and if we're really trying to talk about, like, saving time and making things easy, like, do it in bulk. And then you have your dinner or your lunch for, you know, several days. And then you don't have to worry about cooking. You know it. That you're going to be on track with that, you know, one thing that you have planned and prepped.
Yeah.
And it's everything that your body needs.
Well, yeah. If you're, like, a single person, right, and you live alone, it's like, doesn't make a lot of sense for you to just cook yourself dinner. But if you cook yourself dinner for a week,
right,
or for 3 nights, and it's like, you cook one meal, but you just, you're putting it in containers and you have, like, here's my protein, here's my vegetables/ starches.
It's a good point. If, like, the burner's on, the oven's on, whatever, it's out, it's like, okay, what else can I add to this to kind of make, like, set myself up for success for the week or make something easier for myself?
Yeah. So instead of cooking one piece of chicken, cook
five.
Cook five.
Yeah.
Wow. Instead of doing one bag of broccoli, do two.
Right.
You know? And then, like, you've got plenty. So, yeah, it's really not that hard. Nutrition, man. It's just eat healthy foods.
Keep it simple. Focus on your protein. Focus on veggies and fruit and you're good to go.
Don't eat sugar. Don't eat snacks. No snacking. We did an episode on that. Like, the easiest, like, proven weight loss strategy is don't snack. So, all right, we'll leave it there. Hopefully you took something useful away from this episode besides me talking about
Rice is vegetables.
Yes.
That's the number one takeaway. That's my takeaway.
Well, I'm just trying to,
not a starch.
I'm just trying to simplify it for people, you know, whatever, guys. Okay. We'll be back next week with more great stuff.
Thank you so much for listening to the Healthy Living Scottsdale podcast. Do you have a question that you'd like for us to answer live on the podcast? If so, all you need to do is head over to the Apple Podcast app on your iPhone and do three simple things. First, leave us a rating and review telling me what you think of the podcast. In that review, ask anything you want related to health, fitness, or nutrition. And if you want a shout out, leave us your Instagram handle or name. That's all you have to do. Then listen to hear your questions answered live on the next Q&A episode.